KS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we have a mutual friend who has a child who swallowed something, and when they got the x-ray, it showed up. And after everything turned out to be okay and healthy and all that, she posted it on social media, and we just posted the picture up at the MRL show. It's as clear as day, man.
Hang on, I haven't seen it
yet. Isn't it funny? It's a quarter, by the way.
Oh, it's a quarter?
Yeah.
You can tell exactly what it is.
Oh, it's a round circle.
Yeah.
Look, watch it digest. And one picture has it higher than the other. It's like moving down.
It's like completely flat, like a perfect circle in there.
Man, this must be a child.
Because, yes.
Because that quarter is huge.
Yeah. It looks like a half dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like a 6 or 7 year old person, okay. I think. But we want to know from you guys. We want to hear from you. Either when you were a kid, you swallowed something, or maybe a parent wants to chime in and tell us what your kid swallowed. 704-570-9595. Here's somebody who knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk with Jennifer and Hickory.
Okay, well, so it's not as exciting because since y'all's was a quarter also, I swallowed a quarter before they had 911, and all they had was the rescue squad, and they couldn't tell if I had swallowed a quarter. And so, you know, eventually during the day, I went to the doctor's office and finally the emergency room where they saw the x-ray, and they had to put me under and take the quarter out. And it was a drummer boy quarter.
It was a what quarter?
A drummer boy, you know, like it's. Because it's from like...
Oh, it was like a fancy...
A rare quarter. Get it back.
Yeah, I lost it over the years. But I just had a gap in my teeth, and so I just stuck a quarter in there and was bouncing on the couch watching Sesame Street and sucked it down.
It's not a slot machine.
It went for your coin slot?
Yeah. It's like a little piggy bank.
Now, it's good things that you had smart EMTs and like rescue people, because I would have been like, let's just throw in another 75 cents and see if it pushes it out. Keep throwing money in.
They held me upside down and shook me, which the doctors were like horrified when they found out. It didn't, you know. They said, this kid
had
made it a lot worse.
Oh, that's funny. Lodge Thanks, Jen. Pull her arm.
She said it was before 911. Isn't it strange there was a...
Yeah.
I think it's strange to think there was a before 911.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's weird.
I remember before 911. When 911 became a thing in our town, we were like, really? That's all you have to do? We're like, how do they know it's us and not the people in the next town calling?
Oh, it's so strange.
Yeah.
This is Jessica in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. So what'd your brother swallow?
He swallowed a battery.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were on our way somewhere. We were a whole lot younger, so he was probably like 7 and I was like 8 or 9. And we were in the back seat, and he looks over at me. He was like an ADHD kid. And he looks over at me. He goes, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I just swallowed a battery. I was like, oh, my God, you have to tell Mom. And he was like, no, I'm not telling her. So I'm like, Mom, Ty just swallowed a battery. So she was like, what? And she like pulled over. She's like, did you really? He's like, yeah. And she's like, why would you do that? He's like, because when you put it on your tongue, it kind of gives like a little zing. Like it's one of those little like watch batteries.
Yeah.
So she was trying to do everything that she could to push it through. Like she went and she stopped somewhere. She gave him like a hot dog, a milkshake, like a whole bunch of food, and rushed him to the emergency room. And they were trying to do like a little scope to see like where the item was and to make sure like it wasn't like damaging any tissue.
I mean, this is crazy. It's a little battery. What are we doing to poor Ty?
Well, imagine if it's like a double A battery or something. That's still pretty big.
Now he's getting probed.
Yeah.
And they probably can't find it because he's eating so much.
That was exactly the problem. And they were like so mad. They were like, what has this kid eaten? Yeah, it was it was a 3-day stay in the hospital.
Oh my God.
Yeah, eventually, like, you know, got it out the other end. But he's okay. He has it in a little jar still, and he's like 26. So.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And it's in a jar. You can watch us live on Facebook, courtesy of Uptown Cheapskate. And the stories coming in here are hilarious, too. It wasn't swallowed, but someone's brother stuck a Flintstone vitamin up their nose, and Mom couldn't get it out, so she had to wait for it to melt before she could slide it out.
That's gross. It is gross. You know what's crazy is I actually have lead in my hand still from when I forget how I got it, but like the tip of a pencil ended up in my hand, and I still have the piece of lead in there, and like it's like the skin's covered over it.
Really?
Yeah, and I never got it out.
Was that like back before number two pencils?
It's probably a number one pencil,
that ain't
boy.
Good, buddy, if it's number one. Those are dangerous.
I can't believe the amount of kids that are on hold that actually swallowed batteries. I mean, Libby and Rock Hill has the same thing.
I don't like that. That could cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But I would, as a kid, always put it on your tongue so you can feel the zing. Yeah. That was fun.
How does a teacher handle it when one of the students swallows something?
Oh, Mary Catherine's one of those teachers. Hi, Mary Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. So tell us what happened.
Well, it was actually a fifth grader. You would expect little kids to swallow things. This is a bigger kid. I was just teaching, and he came up and was not alarmed at all and said he swallowed a zipper pull off of his jacket. So I called down to the office, and he went down. I didn't really expect anything big to happen, but his mom was furious. I just come pick him up, take him to the hospital, just because he was a bigger kid that shouldn't have swallowed that zipper pull. But he said, "Am I going to have surgery?" And I said, "No, you'll probably just poop it out."
Yeah, zipper pull's kind of small.
Mary Catherine's all right, kids, let's take bets on what date the zipper pool is going to come out of our classmate. Thanks, Mary Kate. Have a great day.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.